This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how important it is to remember for whom Christ came. Recently, we talked about how God's love endures despite our actions. And sometimes when our actions aren't the best, the first place we go to is a place of unworthiness. It is those times when we fall short and don't feel worthy of His grace that it's good to remind ourselves for whom Christ came. And the first step in doing this is to explore His genealogy. So one observation is that there are five women in Jesus' lineage. There's Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, Bathsheba, and Mary. Now, this is somewhat unusual because descent was usually traced through men, as they were recognized as the head of the household. Also, when we take a closer look at these women, we see that Rahab and Ruth were Gentiles, and Tamar and Rahab and Bathsheba were all women who had character issues. Rahab was a prostitute. Bathsheba was married to a man but fell in love with another man and ended up having a child for him. So we can easily see that Jesus' lineage had a mix of heroes, Gentiles, prostitutes, and adulterers, just to name a few. Yet, He came to be Savior to them all. So who do you know today that needs to be reminded that Christ came for them, despite whatever they believe their shortcomings are? And as you think about that, remember these words: I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. Matthew 9:13. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, tell someone He came for them.